This is the follow-up to the advanced soloing concepts with Micah. And we did last week, we started talking about mixing and matching the different techniques of hammer-on to pull-offs, string bending, you remember what they are, double stops, and vibrato. Mm-hmm. And those are the main four techniques. How did you make out with...
I'm working on it.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
We're going to do some right now. You know, pick a key, and we're just going to start.
Let's do...
I'll switch to... You know what? I'll get an electric guitar.
Okay.
While you're switching... what key mm-hmm. we're going to do?
Let's do C.
Okay. So... Just... Just give me your van.
Okay.
A van for the purposes of the recording is the any short repeating either chord pattern or a riff or something to jam on, basically. It repeats over and over. So you establish a groove. So first I'm kind of just not giving you a direction on purpose. I want to hear what kind of amp you're in C, and just come up with some kind of thing to jam on.
It's just a, what is that? Is that just a 1, 4, 5?
All right, let's hear it. Progression is 1 for 2, don't play with, yeah, for 2 bars, and then 4 for 2 bars, so far we got 1, 1, 4, 4, and then 1, so that's 1, 1, so now we're at bar 7. Because you got a 10 bar loop.
Yeah, I realize
but
that.
But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Typically, a vamp would be much shorter than that. So it's the other person, you know, the other person doesn't have to rely on memory or something. You know, perhaps you were going for 12 bar blues, but you kind of, you just somewhere along the way left out 2 bars or something. But
I just wasn't even thinking.
There's nothing wrong with your vamp. I'm just putting it into light. If I put that up, it would look a little odd because it'd be 10 bars. But there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But I'm just bringing it up for the purposes of, like, what's a much easier vamp? Just do 2 chords. If I may, we could jam on what you just did, and it'd be fine. But giving you ideas, I know this is a digression from the soloing, but certainly useful for anyone listening to this. 2 chords. At first, I thought you were just going to do the C and the F. That's a 4-bar vamp consisting of 2 chords, right? Perfectly happy, you know, hit songs have been, like, feeling all right and songs like that. 2 chords, everybody's happy, you know. Girls are dancing, blah, blah, blah. You could do just the 1 and the 5 chord, whatever. You could do just the turnaround. There's so much stuff you could do. Now it's a question of what should we decide to do right now at the moment. I'm going to let you decide, bud. Now that I chewed out
we could go with the just two.
Now that I chewed out your long vamp, you're gonna want
to. No.
we got our vamp. Next step is, which two elements are we gonna combine? Your choice on that. Hammer on the pull-offs, vibrato, string bending, and double stops. Pick two of those.
Two. Okay, let's try string bending and double stops.
Okay. Before you combine them, let me hear some, you know, separate. Like, do a lick where it has, you know, where I did both.
Okay.
Either in the same line or one line has a double stop and one line has a bend. So before we do them together, we're going to do them separate. Okay. Two, three. Phrase with one and one phrase with another. Good. Now let's combine even more, meaning do, you don't have to do them at the same time, which we're going to get to, but you're going to do them in the same phrase.
Okay.
So, 3, 4. Yeah, that's an easy one. Good. That's Chuck Berry. So we're in that, for the purposes of people listening, he's in the E shape, the 8th fret of the... And so let's talk about, you're talking double stops and string bending, right? So common places to do that, I don't know if you've explored this, but very common would be like 1st finger, 8th fret, 2nd string, 3rd finger, 10th fret, 3rd string, you're going to bend the lower note. You've probably done that a million times, right?
A little bit. Not as much as you.
You know, like, Highway Child, right?
Yep.
Or I don't even know if that's the right key. I don't remember the lick. Yeah, it's that one. You know, very common. And then... Or I don't know. I need to listen to it, but very common. Then the other one is when your 1st finger is at the 1st string 8th fret and your 3rd finger is at the 11th fret 2nd string. So those are very common. So 3, 4, just mess around with it. Good. Now you're familiar with doing it in this position. So, now you might not have thought of this, but we're in the 8th fret in the E shape. Here's your 5th. Remember we talked about the intervals of the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're bending 5th, and then on that string, where's the next note of the pentatonic? Fret 11. So instead of playing that note with pinky or with finger 3, play it with finger 1, and you can use the same technique there. Yeah, you can bend, I usually bend from the 13th fret. And then where's the next note after, like, do you know what the interval is that you're on right now?
Is that 5? Flat 7?
Yeah, good. And then where will be the next note on that same string?
Then that one would be
there. Yeah, what's the name? What's the number, I should say?
Does that go to... Is that 1?
Yeah, it's 1.
Yeah.
So where he's at the 13th fret, 2nd string, C. And so you can just play it with finger 1. So now you got... And you've heard that a million times.
Oops.
back one fret.
So it's here?
Yeah. Okay. What gauge strings you got on there?
I think these are 10.
Okay, so you just have to develop some strength, I guess.
For some reason, I'm not used to...
That give you some food for thought. You don't have to be position dependent.
True.
You know. And then on the next string, it sounds like 10 million classic rock songs I could think of. Oh. All right, play around with that for a minute. 3, 4. Oh, careful. Oops. That you're... Yeah, yeah, there you yeah. go. 3, 4. Upper string. And then this is harder. You know, when you're that far down the neck, it's not easy. And it's certainly not easy when the notes are on the... Yeah, good. Alright, good. Let's go back to... What about if you're not... If you're bending... to a completely separate sound, like a very common, we'll go back to the E shape key of C. Very common. My pinky is on the 11th fret of the second string. Yeah, you've done that, right? You've
seen. Yeah.
You ever hear Train Kept a Rolling from...
Yeah.
I believe that's the first... Aerosmith's version would be a great one to listen to. There's a lot of versions. And so, wherever that is, there's a 7th and then bending 4 to 5. So you could also do it at the 6th fret with the 1st string. So you may be familiar with it here, but you're not here. Slow. Sometimes you don't have to hit them together. You could hit one then the other. Very common. Very common guitar stuff. Or you could hit the top string first. You could also hit the top string first and have the string already bent. That's very cool. Or you go in reverse. You bend it up. There's so many combinations. Very common guitar stuff. You've done most of that stuff, I think, right? But have you really thought about this in a systematic way? So, in a G shape, you could do the 5th. Let's see, 8th fret, 2nd string, and the 8th fret, 3rd string. But then the 3rd string is bending up to the 4. That's a flat 3, right? So,
yeah.
So here in your... That's where your target is. But your other note has nothing to do with that, so... Not very common at all. While we're on the subject, you don't have to bend to the fourth. You could bend to the major third. We never talk about this. When you're in blues, you know, I'm doing C7, the major third's in that chord. So we're using the minor third from the pentatonic, but the major third can be used as well. So what about that? So you're gonna still start on the 8th fret, both fingers, strings 2 and 3, but the lower note only moves by a half step now. Yep. And you can do a root after it. Very common. I don't bend so much to the 4th there, but I do bend to the 3rd a lot. Yeah. Another place you can do that same bend is in the A shape, fret 3, string 1, and string 2, fret 4. This is why I'm recording this, so you can listen back to it. You're not going to remember all this. But use finger 1 and 2. Can you recognize the shape you're in?
Yeah.
If I asked you to name the intervals that you're on, those two right here, what would they?
Boy. Is that the... Is that flat 7?
So the only way to do it, this is the only way to do it, is to play your root in that position, any root, and start counting.
Okay.
And no, it wasn't the flat 7.
No.
That's why I interrupted you right away.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got a root, and then what's the next note in the pentatonic?
So flat 3.
Flat 3, yep. And what's after flat 3?
One flat 3.
You got it. Yeah, you were about to say it. No, you were about to
four?
Say 4, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, 4. I could see it in your lips. And then next.
Flat 7. Oh no, 4, 5.
You got it.
Yeah.
So those two notes. One is a 3 and one is a 5. Do it, no, minor third. And you're gonna bend that to the major. Very calm. I mean, it sounds like an old blues thing. But you use it in everyday life all the friggin' time. I mean, you know, let me just demonstrate. Because that was the groove we were doing, right? About this one, but I'm changing the subject a little. Before we move on, you try a little bit. Any of the bends we talked about so far? 3, 4. Two bars each to one bar each, but that's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
So very good. So there's good news and bad news. The bad news is I'm not showing you specific licks. And there are books, many books you can get. I find that I'm more of a, as you maybe obviously can tell already, there's two schools of thought. There's in learning an instrument generally. I'm just kind of macroscopically talking now about what we're doing. There's licks learning and there's concept learning. So I was never interested in just copying licks because, and I'm not saying one is better, they both have advantages and disadvantages. I never liked playing licks because then you get good at those licks and your audience, or at least the way I felt, has already heard all those licks because they've become standard, you know, already. So it's harder to sort of build your own voice and establish your own identity with that. But so that's the major con. There are many cons and pros to each of these. But the major pro is that you have the lick specifically laid out for you, and you know exactly what to practice and what fingering to use, and it's all written out and spelled out. There's a great book called Blues You Can Use, which I actually have in the closet. And I don't think you... I think you could do well with a book like that if you like that kind of stuff. My thing is, the reason I gravitate towards the more conceptual is A, because I'm lazy, and I don't like to just learn licks, and there's a laziness part of it. It's true. But it's work in another... It's more work in some ways because you have to use your brain and really think, and you're not... No one's spoon-feeding you, okay, learn this lick, learn that lick, learn this lick, learn that lick. But in being willing to do that, you now have the tools to be able to apply that lick in any situation or make up your own and understand the tools behind. That's why I never did licks, because then you have to wait for your... You have to transpose the lick in all different keys, and then you have to play it slow, fast, backwards, forwards, blah, 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 which is all great. But then, you know, then you have to... That in all, you have to do that much work in order to be able to apply it in any musical context, or just learn it in one key at one tempo, and you know you have to just wait and wait and wait and wait until you finally get your chance to play that one little lick, and you better hurry up because it's going by fast, you know, like that. So I, you know, this is more conceptual, and I think you're doing great on this. But I guess the reason I'm telling you all this is because you have to. You know, my suggestion is set a timer. Two suggestions. Set a timer and do a little bit of work every day on just experimenting with, you know, and just do one per week. We just did string bending and double stop. So I wouldn't change that from day to day. Change it from month to month maybe. But give yourself just 10 minutes a day exploring. And if you come up with some really cool stuff that you want to remember, then you write it down. And now you're going to remember it's in your own words. So if you like that, let me just cap this portion of the lesson. If you really like that third to major third with the fifth above it, you know, look for all the places you could do that. We found one in the A shape. We found one in the G shape. I suppose you could do it in the E shape by pushing upwards. Yeah, I'm using fingers 1 and 2. You can use what you want. And what about in the D shape? We got that one's not as common. It's really more like when you go to the D shape, you're actually on fret 12 and 13. Of the third and fourth strings, string 3, fret 12, and string 4, fret 13. Yep. But when you actually grab the root, you're actually in the C shape. So we kind of skip the D shape, and then when you do another one, you're back at the A shape already. So. But then the most important point is now you're in a completely separate key. This is the real test. If you really want to, you know, learn or master this type of, you know, pick a completely separate key, like, you know, like A, or, I don't know, something. Let's go to F sharp, totally separate. And look for a random place to play your third and fifth. You got the concept. And so you're already... You got a strong handle on your fretboard. You know your keys very well. I just want to hear you start experimenting more. You got it, all those elements strong. And when the way you start to put them together will be your personality. You don't need to sound like a blues lick method book or something, right? So I think you got the point. Good luck and have fun. Let me know how you make out. And then after a month or however long, move on to the next set. You'll find that certain sets go together very well. Then after another month, just in case we, you know, don't get to it anytime soon. After a couple months of doing that, now you can try for 3 elements. You know, how do I combine hammer-ons, pull-offs, which I consider 1 element, string bending and double stops? I don't freaking know. You know, it's pretty easy. Whatever. And then vibrato. You heard. I can't even bend a string anymore and hold it without doing vibrato. It's just automatic. Yeah, and then hard. All these things, you don't even think about them after a while. You'll have them. Make sense? All right. Great job, bud.